control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Live Saturday show. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Our website again, freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy that. Last week, this is something I really wanted to get to, so I'm going to jump right with it out the gate here. It's from Newsweek. And Newsweek is one of the organizations that is, I guess, on the forefront of pushing a really, really bad idea. And, of course, it makes sense. Newsweek is one of those big media organizations, very pro-state in many ways. And in this case, it's just unabashedly in-your-face statism. Just total slavery for the entirety of the population of the so-called United States of America. That's what so-called national service really is. Now, they try to dress it up in a bunch of patriotic or nationalistic terms. But really, it is, it's just a path to slavery. Or I should say more slavery, more enslavement for Americans. So what happened here is national service has been being pimped by Newsweek and other organizations for a number of years. It kind of peaked out during the 2008 election season when both Barack Obama and John McCain joined together for a day of national service where they had some kind of a... It wasn't a debate. It was more of like a mutual backpatting session where they got up on a stage and, you know, talked about how great service was. And what they would do is they would conflate service
with government service.
Well, right. They're using the term service to mean working for the government. And they would also conflate that with volunteering for other like community-based organizations, say to feed the poor or something like that. So,
as if working for a paycheck for the government and their myriad of unions that they have is the same as volunteering at a homeless shelter or doing something in your community for
Not only did they suggest it was the same, but they actually suggested it was better. That if you worked for the government, then you are really serving, which of course is poppycock.
But what do you expect people that have worked for the government their whole life to say?
Here is the latest on this from Stanley McChrystal, as Newsweek puts it, the general who led U.S. forces in Afghanistan, makes the case for national service. So you should pay attention. He was a general.
America loves generals.
Yeah. And the basic responsibilities of being an American. So here's what he has to say. Standing recently in New Haven's small train station, I was approached by a stranger who thanked me for my service. His gratitude was clearly genuine, and I deeply appreciated it. During my years in uniform, particularly after 9/11, and even in the months since my retirement, I was routinely thanked for serving. For service members today, that experience is common. A thoughtful gesture that has done much to maintain the morale of a force that performs so bravely for our nation. Well,
I think largely they're trying to make up for the poor, poor way that, to some extent, I mean, I shouldn't say largely. I don't know what people's motivation is specifically, but I think some people feel badly about the way some vets were treated in the Vietnam War.
Is it thoughtful when people say thanks for your service, or is it a cliche thing that people just do? Because
I think they must mean it if they step out of their comfort zone to go do that. I think so.
Common, but thanking Americans for their service is not enough, nor can it be, because Americans performing critical, selfless service to our country are less common than they must be. We have let the concept of service become so dangerously narrow, so often associated only with the military. This allows most Americans to avoid the sense of responsibility essential for us to care for our nation and for each other. We expect and demand less of ourselves than we should, and now is the time to fix it. Service members should not apply only to those in uniform, but to us all. The concept of national service is not new, nor is it outdated. No, in fact, it goes back for a long time. All kinds of fascists and socialists have embraced this concept. When America needs it, national service is the personal obligation of every American. What does that mean, Mark, when someone says something is an obligation?
Well, you must serve the fatherland. I mean, you know, what else is there?
But if you are obliged to do something, that means that you must have, you know, I don't know, gotten into some sort of an agreement, right?
Like you must have entered a contract, right?
Yeah, you're obligated. You've said you would do this. This is something that is, you know, expected of you. And so he goes on. And she needs it now.
All of us bear an obligation to serve. An obligation that goes beyond paying taxes. It's not enough that you work, you know, a third to half of your day to pay for the government. There's more. We need more obligations.
Could I read the 13th Amendment before we finish up the segment? I'd just love to pop that in there.
Sure, sure. Go right ahead.
You want to hear it? Yeah. It's not as flowery as what Mr. McChrystal is saying here, but it certainly has something to say. It says, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for a crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. So involuntary servitude is outlawed by the Constitution of the United States. It's an amendment placed in, you know, 18-whatever. And, well, that's supposed to be it, right? No involuntary servitude. But this, they had the draft, you know, during World War I, World War II. They drafted people. It's no surprise that they managed to just run right over that. And I guess the Supreme Court doesn't see involuntary servitude as long as it's for the military, it's a big deal.
Well, this isn't just for the military. This is for the whole government.
You've got to grow it. The government naturally grows.
America, he says, there's a little more to your obligations here. All of us bear an obligation to serve, an obligation that goes beyond paying taxes, voting, or adhering to the law. America is falling short in endeavors that occur far away from any battlefield. Education, science, politics, the environment.
I'd agree with that, and I'd say that most of them have to do with government intervention.
I'd say you're right about that. But that's why we need more government, Mark.
Yeah, we need more government to fix the problems the government's created.
And cultivating...
Let me run through that list real quick, Mr. McChrystal, tell you how the government's messed up all those things.
And cultivating leadership, among others. Without a sustained focus on these foundations of our society, America's long-term security and prosperity are at risk. We live in a nation of rights and jealously defend them. Thomas Jefferson drew from...
You know, it's the jealous defense of these rights that has, I believe, threatened the security of this nation. It's the jealously running all over the globe, killing people and their families. You know, I know they don't mean to. I know they're trying very hard with their smart bombs not to, but you just can't fight a war without killing civilians. And you know, it's not too many of the American civilians that die. And then when the American civilians do die, like they did on 9/11, America's outraged. They're amazed. How could this possibly happen? Well, you know, maybe it's the...
Pay attention.
Yeah, maybe it's the intervention over the last 6 or 7 decades in the Middle East. Just saying. You know, maybe the people in Egypt have a justification to be pissed off at America for supporting Hosni Mubarak for the last 3 decades. Maybe they don't want a dictator.
Mark.
They invited us, right?
They don't live in a nation of rights.
Right.
This is a nation of rights.
Right. You only get rights if you're an American citizen.
Those rights are sacred.
Sorry. They're not endowed. Their creator's different, so they're not endowed with certain inalienable rights. You know what I mean?
I apologize, Mark. I missed the appeal here. I skipped over the appeal to the Founding Fathers. So whenever you hear the appeal to the Founding Fathers, look out. Something's coming. Thomas Jefferson drew upon the ideas of the Age of Enlightenment.
Thomas Jefferson didn't want a standing army. This stinking bureaucrat has worked his whole life for a standing army, and he has the gall to raise the spirit of Thomas Jefferson.
He drew upon the ideas of the Age of Enlightenment's finest minds to articulate the concept of inalienable rights.
Agreed.
In defining the essential freedoms guaranteed to Americans in the New Republic.
Some of them.
Those rights are sacred. We fought a war to make the Declaration's statement of rights a reality and have sacrificed sense.
Wars don't make things sacred.
But as important as those inalienable rights are, there are also inalienable responsibilities that we must accept and fulfill.
Uh-huh.
Those responsibilities are wider than often perceived or accepted. Just as we have allowed the term service member to apply solely to the military, we have allowed the obligations of citizenship to narrow. Even the most basic responsibilities of being an American are considered optional by many. The seeming anonymity of modern life, the concept of community responsibility has weakened, yet it is needed more than ever. So, as you might imagine, he's got a proposal.
Mm.
I wonder what that could be.
I'm sure it's modest.
1-800-259-9231. Notice the term must is being thrown around here.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean when people say you must do something? It's Free Talk Live.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email. The EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other Europac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231, though your comments on national service, so-called, would be preferred. 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site, and we give them to you. News updates, you get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop via email or Twitter or Facebook whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. It's free, of course, like everything on our website, news.freetalklive.com.
The Totosack is the one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home. It's a retail grocery bag carrier that handles more than you can. Go check it out at totasac.us, TOTASAK.US. It's a little handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States, and it's intended to make all kinds of carrying tasks so much easier, and it does. And it helps you to carry just a lot more than you normally would be able to. You won't have any binding or any issues like that. Go check it out at totasac.us. Get yourself a family pack there so that you can have a few pairs for your friends and family. Just $16.95 will get you six of them. Totasac.us.
So we're sharing with you here to start things out tonight, and of course we will take your calls about anything, but this is just so important. It needs to get out there, this national service topic, because you're likely going to hear more about it as time goes on. Organizations like Newsweek are pimping this big time. This is a feature story, a feature opinion piece, if you will, written by Stanley McChrystal, who is the so-called general who led U.S. forces in Afghanistan. So you should pay attention. This man knows what he's talking about. Now, what he's talking about here, what he's going to propose, is more enslavement and total enslavement for all Americans. That's what national service is. It's, now, I don't know exactly what his proposal is, but I've heard different proposals, and they differ. So, like, some of them say that it should only be for teenagers or college kids, which, of course, will eventually encompass all Americans over generations.
We've heard proposals that people as old as 40 should be required to, you know, spend up to 2 years.
Yeah, up to
in
2 years.
Kind of government job.
Typical, could be several months, could be 2 years, but essentially working for the government, doing whatever it is you're assigned to do by your knowing masters. And so he goes on to say that responsibility is most easily accepted when the need is clear, and expectations are defined by tradition. You mean like the traditional expectation that Americans should pay taxes to a criminal organization calling themselves the federal government? That's pretty much one of the big reasons why people pay taxes, right? It's because, well, Mom and Dad said I should pay taxes, and so I'm going to go ahead and do that.
The federal government defines crime. They could not, by definition, be a criminal organization, right?
They are criminal because what they do is they hurt peaceful people. And they threaten them.
Lots of threatening going on. There will be no doubt about that.
Right, there will be threats.
I don't think anyone will argue that there's a lot of threats.
Yep, there will be threats involved to get you to work for the government, too, in this national service program. He goes on to blather about AmeriCorps, which is the government's make-work program. And then he says, we can always outsource work, hire other people to complete projects, arguably with greater efficiency, but we must understand that our real objective must be in shaping Americans.
Forget efficiency. We've got to shape the minds of Americans. Having the government having your kid for 13 years isn't enough. They need them for two more.
We recognize that service is typically doing things you would not choose to do, but that it must be done. It can be rewarding. It can also be difficult, onerous, and even dangerous.
Yay, onerous.
It cannot rely on short-term volunteers any more than our independence could be won by the people Tom Paine termed summer soldiers and sunshine patriots. It must have people with a firm commitment, backed by a society that values their contribution. Service need not follow a single model, nor feel like the military. It should be voluntary, but expected.
What? He's used a lot of words like must, you know, mandatory, yeah, obligated, and then he says voluntary.
Mm. Fueled by clear incentives. Now, some of these incentives that they're talking about, one of the last ones I had heard was regarding the, you know, the school system. Like, you won't be able to graduate unless you have national service.
Right, there's an incentive.
Right,
right. We're not...
That's not force.
It's not force.
You're only forced to go to these government schools, and if you want to graduate from them, then you'll have to service and, you know, pay your time in our little service program. He says it can be a combination of non-government and government programs, ranging from public health to the Peace Corps. At its heart, the real value of national service will be more in the effect service has on those who provide it than in the work they provide. There must be some common denominators that form a foundation for the program. As a start, I offer three, and we'll get to that here in a moment. But as he says here, the value of national service will be more in the effect service has on those who provide it than the
efficiency
work they provide. Now, just to give you some idea of what we're looking at here in this Newsweek article, there's a picture that goes along with it. And Mark, can you describe the picture from your memory? You did take a quick glance at it.
I did. It appeared to be The only way I can describe it is what, like a communist propaganda poster. It was a woman with a shovel thrown over her shoulder, looking proudly into the sun,
mm-hmm.
you know, as if God, the state of America, is looking down on her, smiling at her hard toiling with the
right.
shovel. And you could almost hear the Russian hymn behind it, comrade, whatever, you know, singing back there. It
right.
just, I'm
she's
sorry,
shoveling for America, Mark.
Is heck to me.
She is shoveling for America because it doesn't matter the work she's doing. This is what McChrystal is saying here. It doesn't matter what little busy work we assign you to. What matters is that Americans are indoctrinated into the idea that their country needs them, their government needs them to do some menial task, and that that means important things for society.
Well,
and
it's important what the government tells you to do is always important,
mm-hmm.
that it is always good and it is always just. And I'll tell you, that is how some of the worst atrocities in the world have been committed. Let's not forget, people. Just step back for a second. I know you love America. I have the same warm feelings that you do. Step back for a second and understand that in the 20th century, you can't look at one disease. You can't look at heart disease. You can't look at cigarettes. You can't look at automobile accidents. You can't look at malaria. You can't look at anything and find something that has killed more people than the government. Governments are what cause death around the world. I'm not talking about just war. I'm talking about the internal politics where they slaughter their own citizens, where they try to centrally plan economies and they cause mass starvation, famines. Governments are responsible for these things. Governments killed more people in the 20th century than anything else.
So here are his proposals. This is his foundation for the program of national service. Service must involve a firm commitment for a specified period of time, at least 1 year. With few exceptions, that commitment should imply full-time involvement.
Few exceptions like what, the son of a senator?
Participants must be paid. The underlying concept of service and sacrifice and relative inexperience of most young people should keep compensation modest and relatively equal across the programs. The primary incentives...
But doesn't that sound Marxist, too? You know, everything should be equal.
The primary incentives for service should be a combination of things like education benefits and hiring preferences, similar to military veterans programs. Building acceptance of a responsibility to serve will require more than rhetoric or even funded programs. It will demand true cultural shift in how we view personal and community responsibility. But it is a shift that Americans are ready for. They need only leadership and encouragement. As I saw serving with the most elite military forces in our nation's history, performance is ultimately driven by the expectations that individuals set for themselves. 1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts on national service. It's coming.
How about the draft?
They're just working on this.
That.
This is like the new version of the draft.
Yeah, this
it's
is
drafting
new...
everyone into working for the government. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free. It's a live Saturday edition. The number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can also head on over to our website and enjoy the webcam. You'll find that it is totally free. You can watch, listen, and interact. The chat room's built into the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to see that and do that. It's all free. Cam.freetalklive.com and brought to you by Memory Dealers.
On the cam, you'll be able to see that Ian cut that big bush hog off the top of his head and got himself a nice haircut.
Oh, that's nice. I did it myself.
Well, it's clean.
Thanks.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers and up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery, it's MemoryDealers.com.
All right, we're going to get to your thoughts here on national service or whatever you want at 800-259-9231. The pimps are out again. Stanley McChrystal, former general, I guess, from Afghanistan. He has been published in Newsweek, which is one of the major pushers of this idea of national service. There are also several other big corporate backers for this. Both Republicans and Democrats are typically in favor of it. And the idea is to essentially bring all Americans into a, in McChrystal's suggestion here, a minimum of 1 year full-time service for the U.S. federal government. Now, it's not slavery, they'll say, because, well, you've just been given incentives to get in. He doesn't want to force anybody to do it. You just won't be able to graduate from high school if you don't do it, or whatever.
Or they'll give you some kind of big special bonus to go to college. They're already doing that basically with the GI Bill. But you know, the government really does want more government employees. Governments, by their very nature, and Bill McChrystal here mentioned Thomas Jefferson, so I'll go ahead and do it too.
Bill or Stanley?
Stanley? I'm sorry. Who's Bill McChrystal?
Anyway, I don't know. Some politician.
Thomas Jefferson said the very same thing, that governments tend to grow.
Let's go to Betty listening in to South Carolina's WRNN on Myrtle Beach. Hey, Betty.
This is absolutely outrageous. National service, nationalistic slavery. Give me a break. Remember, let us not forget, IRS was voluntary in the very beginning. When was the last time any of you voluntarily decided not to pay your IRS? Give me a break. What's wrong with these people? America, wake up, please.
Yeah, I would say you nailed that one. Anything else you want to share?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm all for giving my services to my country, to my local people that need help, the Peace Corps, any of these other organizations out there. That is what is voluntary. When I step forward and I say, I am giving of my time, but when my government tells me, honey, you're going to be there for 1 year, and I'm telling you what to do, and if you don't do this in the future, you'll have no job because you will have no high school education, so now you have to voluntarily do this 1 year of service. Give me a break. It's slavery.
You'll be lucky if it's 1 year.
It is outright, and you're absolutely right about that. In fact, I find myself curious, Mark. He doesn't get into much more detail beyond his three basic points about what he thinks the program should involve, and he says it should be full time. The commitment should be full time involvement. Does that mean 40 hours a week, or does that mean you get to go bunk with these people? Like, will you actually be?
He is a general.
Right. I'm just curious.
Their favorite people are privates.
Yeah.
Sounds like a work camp to me.
Betsy, thank you for the call, and thanks for the thoughts tonight. I appreciate it.
They can use those great trailers that FEMA had for the hurricanes.
The ones that were leaking formaldehyde or something.
Yes, but
like
if
that?
You're serving the government, it doesn't matter. look how they treat the soldiers. Yeah, they have them sitting riding on cases of depleted uranium and things. They care nothing about these guys' health. The instances of PTSD, sending them home, unable to work mentally. The government cares nothing about your health. I wouldn't want to volunteer for these folks.
1-800-259-9231. Maybe you disagree with Betsy and you think that national service is a super idea. Every American needs to spend at least a year of his life working for his government. That's what being an American is all about.
I agree with Betsy that doing service is a great thing. But I think that it's the private institutions that are the best ones, the most effective at it. That you're looking at the United Way and, the little charities around your town. Those are great ways to be involved in your community. I'm a volunteer firefighter, and I can't say that I'm, this great, rough, tough guy or anything. Basically, they have me direct traffic. But, it's motor vehicle accidents and stuff like that. But I try to give a little bit of time back. And that's, I think that's more effective than creating these giant government bureaucracies and attempting to steer the course of mankind with them. The politicians and the bureaucrats have shown themselves year after year, decade after decade, century after century, to be the least effective, least efficient folks to solve problems.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Ronnie, listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hello, Ronnie.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I believe in small government. I really do. I do not believe in government intrusion. I'm a registered Republican. I have a strong, I guess you'd say, libertarian streak in me. But when I see military men, even if I'm sitting in a restaurant eating, you're talking about your comfort zone, I feel more comfortable walking up to them and thanking them for what they're doing for this country. I mean, I really do.
What are they doing?
It's a voluntary service. Let me ask you something. If you leave your home, and let's say you have a family there, you have a wife and children, and do you tell them to lock the doors, lock the windows, set the alarm?
Depends
on where you live.
Right. Exactly right. You are protecting your borders, your surrounding, you're taking care of your family, your loved ones.
Well, wait a second. One thing I don't do is I don't go mess with my neighbor and kill his cat, okay, and hope that he doesn't come over and then decide that he wants to exact some kind of revenge on my family. I may lock the doors, but I'm not going over there and kidnapping his kid and then saying, hey, I'm doing the best thing for you. Don't worry.
Or raping his teenage daughter.
Yeah, well, I got a story right here about a United States soldier who did just that.
if the neighbor has broken into my house two or three times. And
I'm going to go stop him
before he gets to my house.
You cannot make the case that the Middle East was ever involved in the United States' politics before the United States was involved in theirs. I mean, I'm not saying that the Hatfields and the McCoys had a good system going. What I'm saying to you is that forgiveness is probably the best way to create bonds with your neighbor.
Also, you're taking an individual conflict and you're attempting to align that with the idea of groups. To suggest that your neighbor is breaking into your house is, you know, the people in the Middle East somehow attacking
everybody in Iraq came over here and flew some plane into some building, right?
Yeah, so it would seem to me
that... What other alternative would you have in the world we live in today, what other alternative would you have other than a strong military?
I think there's an argument to be had for a strong military. I think there's a different argument about that military being outside the borders of the United States. I think you're talking about two different things. And I think there's also a different argument for, the Navy being in international waters. I think that there's different degrees. But I think that it's clear and obvious that, say, the people of Egypt are sick and tired of American intervention and propping up petty dictators like Mubarak. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree that the alternative there would be the Muslim Brotherhood.
Actually, the Muslim Brotherhood is a very moderate organization, and it's not necessarily the alternative, by the way. I mean, this is the scary picture that's always painted, that Al-Qaeda will take over if we let one of these dictators fall. The CIA, the United States government, your tax money created Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is a CIA operation from the early 80s.
Look what happened in Iran when they kicked the Shah out.
That's because the Shah was there, was a United States puppet. If we would have stayed out of their business and not tried to put up
CIA, not you, Mark.
The CIA tried to put some kind of United States government sock puppet in place, then maybe those people would have gotten, would have moved on into a much more westernized culture. That's what the problem with force is.
Ronnie, thanks for the call. Appreciate the thoughts at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. To everybody providing a product or service on a voluntary basis to the marketplace, I say thank you for your service. More coming up. The people that are in the military just following orders of politicians to kill innocent people. It's Free Talk.
Not always.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MYTV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MYTV. 1-877-814-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MYTV. 1-877-814-MYTV.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that $3 in, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board and also exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up, and you can use PayPal, any major credit card, go get the details and the perks. Perks including access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, and more. Go on over to amp.freetalklive.com. We appreciate it. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And coming up this summer, June 20th through the 26th, Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's brought to you by the Free State Project, your chance at getting together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, checking out New Hampshire, touring around the state, getting an idea for the lay of the land, and most importantly, the wonderful people that have already made the move here and had already lived here as New Hampshire natives or longtime residents, people that love freedom, coming together in the same place. In this case, it's a one-week-long camping extravaganza with all kinds of events and everything from parties to family occasions. It's great stuff. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Again, June 20th through the 26th, early bird registration is available now, and you can use our coupon code to save 20%. So just punch in Free Talk Live when you do your registration. And that's all one word, by the way. Free Talk Live is the registration code. Will save you 20% on early registration for Porkfest 2011, porcfest.com. As we continue here, we're taking your calls. National service, the overall topic here, but of course you can bring up anything. National service is the proposal that you're going to be hearing more about from the Republicans and Democrats, where they are going to be bickering for a while over some of the minutiae. They'll both agree on the general concept. Both Republicans and Democrats will come together to put forth this idea, and they'll just bicker over what the details should be. So right now, nothing has been ironed out. There aren't any bills that have been submitted, to my knowledge, at least, that I've heard of to move this forward at this moment, but we may see one a little bit later on this year, where essentially they're going to different proposals, but many of them involve taking college age people or high school age Americans and basically forcing them into working for the government for a year or 2 years or something like that before they're allowed to go to college or graduate high school or something absurd. So, again, all the details haven't been ironed out.
Government bureaucracies and the people that work for them aren't known for their efficiency, friendliness, customer service, things like that. And I'm not saying that there aren't friendly, efficient, customer service-oriented bureaucrats out there. I just think that there probably aren't as many as there are in the marketplace. Just a suggestion. I think there's some statistics to back it up. So I really worry about the idea of taking our young people and forcing them to go work for the government or strongly encouraging them to go work for the government. What is that going to do for our nation? What built our nation is...
It's going to create a class of bureaucrats.
A freer market than most markets that surround it. So... What's going to happen if you create a class of bureaucrats? And
you'll bureaucratize young Americans, and they will be all the worse off for it. Let's continue and talk to you. Rob is in Florida listening to WFLA. Hello, Rob. Are you in Tampa or Tallahassee? Rob? Rob in Florida. Going once. Rob in Florida. Hello, Rob.
Hello.
Hey, where are you at, Rob?
Yeah, I'm in Tampa.
Tampa. All right, you're listening to WFLA AM. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I believe that the national service policies are directly related to Agenda 21, and everybody needs to come up to speed real quick.
What is that? Bring us up to speed.
Well,
what is that?
Agenda 21 is guys under the name of sustainability, and it covers everything going on in America today. Just like the insurance, they wanted to raise the insurance for the kids up to 26 because, and that ties in with the national service also, to be sustainable, they believe we've crossed the threshold and we're endangering the earth. So, the economy's got to grow at 6% a year to just give the kids, the high school graduates and the college graduates a job. And they're not going to allow the growth to return, and they'll control it through the fuel and through managing the economy, you know, a central planned economy. Well, if the kids can't find a job, they know it will be a crisis on the insurance. So they were pushing to get the insurance so that the child can stay on to 26.
And if you can't find a job, then you can just go work for the government. The government's hiring.
Right. You're going to have a government program to hire the kids and the young people, and they're going to indoctrinate them so that they're believing that they're doing the right thing for the earth.
Now, isn't this Agenda 21 thing like a UN thing? I mean, I don't know a whole lot about it,
yes,
but I've heard of it before.
Yes. I just ran across a website the other day, and it's getting more active. It's called freedomadvocates.org, and the guy is really doing a good job studying it. And but believe me, I've been studying this for 6 years. And everything that's went on the last 30 years, I could give, if you ask me a question, I could explain just about how everything's tied to Agenda 21.
Well, it sounds a little conspiratorial, but, you know, whatever the point is, and thank you for the call tonight, the point is that the government is getting larger and more intrusive and more oppressive over time. Whether it's all tied to some, you know, grandiose plan by the UN, I don't know. Maybe it
stands to reason to some extent. I mean, if you were in the UN, wouldn't you believe that the UN's the best organization to rule the world? Mm-hmm. If we ruled the world, then you wouldn't have these conflicts between nations. That's the thought process that they may go through. And, you know, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, why not create an agenda that would then allow the UN to slowly sort of backdoor infiltrate local and state governments through just proposals, and then once they adopt all the ideas, we can just all just slip right into the big UN blanket. With officials that I've never elected. There's nobody in the UN that you've ever voted for.
Well, what if it... my problem, though, Mark, I mean, again, maybe there's something to it. I know there are a number of people in the Liberty Movement...
I'm not saying I know anything.
I know there are a number of people in the Liberty Movement that, you know, really harp on this Agenda 21, but I really like to focus on what was clear and obvious. And it's clear and obvious to me that the U.S. federal government is interested in making all people in America work for it. I don't care if that's something that they came up with or if it's something that some UN government bureaucrat came up with.
I guess you're right.
What matters to me is how people will respond to this, is what people will do as a result of coming across this information. As these programs begin to be put in place, what will you do? That's what's relevant. Will you just sigh and say, oh, I guess it's my duty? I should do it. Well, I'll do whatever you say.
People
government.
Don't sigh and say it's their duty when they send in their taxes. Generally, they just do what they're told because they're scared of the repercussions.
Well, you know, there'll be a wide variety of reactions, I imagine. Some people will be very excited about the idea of working as a government bureaucrat, and all the way down to people that are scared, you know, S-less of what the consequences might be if they don't go along.
No doubt there's been Iowa farm boys have been running off to the Navy since, you know, the Navy was taking our Iowa farm boys. You know, people want to get away from, you know, whatever the circumstances are that they want to get away from.
So, to me, again, the relevance here is this is the direction things are going. It's very clear. Who is orchestrating these things? That's for the conspiracy people to decide. It's irrelevant to me. I don't care if it's the UN or the Bilderbergers or, you know, you fill in the blank of the Illuminati, whoever it is, the, you know, the evil men and women are behind.
It's the Freemasons poisoning the water.
But what I can see is that between the, you know, Tweedledee and Tweedledum candidates you typically look at, Barack Obama, John McCain, it's so important to point out that both of those people came out in favor of this idea of national service. And that should give you some idea that this will be proposed and they'll pat each other on the backs for being, we're bipartisan. And they'll, you know, they'll talk, and of course the news media will just fall all over themselves. Bipartisanship in Washington, wow, this is great.
They do love bipartisanship.
Yeah, and
bipartisanship,
and it's for service.
Bipartisanship is Washington speak for, oh boy, the rest of you are really about to get screwed.
Bend over. So 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts are welcome. We can certainly continue this. You can also bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. And especially, I'd love to hear from somebody who thinks national service is a good idea, who thinks that all American youth should work for the government for a period of, you know, 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, maybe 5 years. What do you think is appropriate? 800-259-9231. Also, that's all coming up hour two. Plenty of time for your thoughts. But also, I want to make sure we do a giveaway here, Mark, before the end of the show. You mentioned the Totesack earlier tonight. For those of you that weren't tuned in, what is the Totesack?
Totesack is a retail grocery bag carrier. It's made of completely recycled materials right here in the United States. It's this hook that you carry.
I just used them the other night to bring my groceries back in from the car.
It makes your life a lot easier.
I did it in one trip. So go to totesack.us to learn more about it. And if you want to win a two-pack, you can just call in right now at 603-435-1105. That's different from our call-in line. That's a contest line. 603-435-1105. And you could win a two-pack of the Totesack. Somebody will win if they call in at 603-435-1105. Hour 2 is coming up. Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You take control.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.